I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Memorial services for former Governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller began today in Young Harris. A celebration of life service is scheduled for tomorrow at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Miller will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for the remainder of Tuesday, and he'll be honored Wednesday with an executive state funeral service over which Governor Nathan Deal will preside. Well, the city of Atlanta's computer network is still under siege by a ransomware cyber attack that began 5 days ago. The shutdown is backlogging the city's justice system. GPB's Emily Curitan reports.
People who showed up for municipal court this morning were turned away and told their court dates would be automatically rescheduled. Jackson McKay drove 6 hours from Ocala, Florida to get documents he needs for an auto dealer license.
I gave them some information. They're going to fax me some stuff, but I'm going to try to sit it out in a hotel. Hopefully, it'll be up tomorrow.
Hackers encrypted city data last week and demanded a $50,000 ransom. No word yet on if the city will pay or how long the court will be closed. Workers at City Hall are not able to process payments or log on to their computers. City officials say there's no evidence customer or employee data is compromised after warning anyone who's ever done business with the city to check their credit and bank statements anyway. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
Gas prices in Georgia are continuing to rise. According to a AAA survey, the state's average price at the pump now stands at $2.50 per gallon. That's the highest it's been since last October. The most expensive gas is in Savannah and Brunswick, where the average price is $2.54 per gallon. The least expensive is in Dalton and Catoosa Dade Walker, where it's $2.43 per gallon. Analysts say the price run-up is due in part to strong demand as Americans travel for spring break, combined with lower supply levels. And as Atlanta prepares for a financial windfall from next year's Super Bowl, the host committee wants to make sure small, minority, and women-owned businesses cash in. GPB's Destiny Robinson reports.
Business Connect is a program that partners with the National Football League and the Atlanta Super Bowl host committee to connect minority businesses with contractors for the game. To qualify, businesses must be 51% owned by a minority, woman, veteran, or LGBT individual, in operation for more than 3 years, and have a physical office in Metro Atlanta. Lee Hendrickson, Vice President of Community Engagement, says this program will give businesses a chance to really own the hosting experience.
Having the chance to bring these business owners together to get them excited about Super Bowl coming to town and to really help refine and build their skill set.
300 to 400 minority-owned businesses will be selected. Those interested have until May 15th to apply for the program. For GPB News, I'm Destiny Robinson in Atlanta.
For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.